Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. This is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So welcome to August. It's the 3rd of August, 2026. I want to talk today about how taking the wrong path gets you closer to the right path. I have lots of business owning friends. I've been doing this for 20 years and you kind of pick up business owning friends along the way. And every now and again, I'll have a chat with them or a Zoom or maybe even go for a beer if I'm feeling a bit cheeky. And I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention his first name just in case he's found this because this is out in the public. And he called me up the other day and he was really down about the business. And it's because he's gone down the wrong path. So it doesn't matter what the details are, but he had a new initiative, a new thing. He went down a path and they've invested 6 months into it. And that's what he's more upset about. He's not upset about, I mean, he's lost about, I think it's about £20,000, which is about $25,000. But it's not the money that's bothering him. It's the time wasted because actually they've got to come back down that path and they're where they are. I mean, what we're talking to, I guess, Christmas, right? So they haven't made any progress since Christmas. And that was, he couldn't quite get over that. And this is someone, he's not in the channel, by the way, he's outside of the channel, but he just couldn't get his head around going backwards. And we talked about how, you know, the wrong paths and making mistakes. We learn more from the mistakes, don't we, than we do from our things when things go well. I mean, I certainly, if I look back over the last 20 years, and in fact, my life, and all the mistakes I've made, and there are billions of them, billions, right? I've learned so much from the mistakes. And when things are going well, I don't learn much from that because there's nothing to change. And, you know, I've had similar things where we've gone completely down the wrong path and you feel stupid. You feel like you've wasted your time. You've wasted your team's time. You've wasted your money. You've wasted your valuable resources. But do you know what? You had to go through that sometimes to realize it's wrong. And a very wise person once said to me that at the point you make a decision, and we make decisions in our gut based on all the information we have at that point. At the point you make that decision, if you genuinely think that's the right decision, then that's the right decision based on the information you had. It's only when we get months down the line and we get new information and we can look back and say, oh, with the new information that I realize now that was a bad decision. And actually the smartest business owners realize that faster and then take action on it faster. Because we're all going to make mistakes, but what makes the difference between those who turn those mistakes into a learning experience and those who get hung up on them is the ability to call yourself stupid, go undo it and go down a different path, right? So I guess what I'm trying to say here is, if you, and I've met and I have lots of business owner friends, and this guy I was talking to is one of them, who lots of friends, lots of people I know who beat themselves up for making the mistake, right? You can do that, but for 10 seconds, because the point is you made the right decision at the time. It just turned out not to be the right long-term decision. And I promise you that the new information you've got as a result of making the mistake, that's going to make it a lot easier for you to make the right decision and go down this different path. You have to go down the wrong paths to discover where the right path is. You really do. And, you know, there's no roadmap for this. When you're growing your MSP, of course you're going to make mistakes. And in fact, as you and I are doing more marketing together, and I'm advising you to do different things and challenging you to try new stuff, of course you're going to get some of that wrong. Of course you are, because you're human, right? You're normal. And that's the way that it goes. So listen, if you want to talk about this anytime, by the way, you can email me. If you are stuck in a bad place right now, you can email me, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. You can also just join me on our Tactical Tuesday. We do it live every single Tuesday. In fact, let me tell you what tomorrow's subject is. It's about something called your Dream 100. So this is a concept first popularized in a book called The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes. It's a great book. In fact, I've got it. It's here. It's on my bookcase. I was just looking up behind me here in my office. And he talked about the concept of the Dream 100. So these are the 100 hottest prospects you've got. They're either the clients you would literally kill to work with, or they're the people you think are most likely to make a buying decision next. So I believe you should put 80% of all your attention onto that Dream 100. And that's what we're talking about tomorrow. Now, if you go into the portal, go to the navigation, look for Tactical Tuesday, and it'll tell you a little bit more about tomorrow's call and all of the calls, because we do these every Tuesday, and also tell you what time in your time zone, and there's a Zoom link for you to access it. One other thing to tell you, a week today, there's new content coming out in the portal. September's content drops a week today. So if you've got any questions, you know where we are and how to access me, and I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.